Our text for this evening is Mark chapter 10. And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. And they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes. And they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. They will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise." Here ends our text. Our theme, Jesus was resolved to die. We've all made plans to travel somewhere, and once that destination has been decided upon and how we're going to get there, there's all those things, if you're going to fly or going for a vacation or business, it's there that you have to purchase the ticket, you have to figure out what to pack and what it is that you need to take along. It's there that you have to get to the airport on time to catch that flight, or if you're driving, you have to figure out the route. We begin our trips sometimes with hope and optimism, expecting the very best. No one plans to travel to a place where they expect pain and suffering and even death. And if we expect such difficulties, well, we probably wouldn't go. We would probably cancel that trip, even if we thought it was fairly important. And when Jesus began his final trip to Jerusalem, he knew what would happen. And instead of canceling that trip, Jesus and his disciples joined together on that road to Jerusalem for that final Passover. And it's in that spirit that we walk with Jesus on this road to Jerusalem and see how he was resolved to die. Jesus had been in seclusion that latter part of his ministry, and it's there he knew that the Jews, those who hated him, were plotting to kill him. What had happened? Well, just a few weeks before the Passover, he had been in Bethany, and it was there that he had been, which is only a couple miles from Jerusalem. And Mary and Martha had called Jesus to come and to heal their brother Lazarus. But Jesus delayed. He delayed until he knew that Lazarus was dead sometime. And when he arrived in Bethany, he raised Lazarus from the dead. It was a powerful miracle at a very critical time in our Savior's ministry. Many of those had come to comfort Mary and Martha in their grief. But when they saw this miracle, they put their faith in Jesus because it truly was a miracle. And then, of course, the chief priests and the Pharisees, they heard about this miracle that Jesus had performed so close to Jerusalem. So they convened the Sanhedrin and plotted to kill Jesus. John tells us Jesus no longer moved about publicly among the Jews. Instead, he withdrew to a region near the desert, to a village called Ephraim, where he stayed with his disciples. And there he waited, and so did those Jews that hated him. They had given orders that if anyone was to see Jesus and know where he was, they were to report it to them so that they could arrest him. But then that time came for to go to Jerusalem for the Passover, that all-important feast. And the time came for Jesus too. And he and his disciples began to make that last journey to Jerusalem. The disciples, they knew of that plot by those Jewish leaders. And they were afraid for Jesus and for themselves. Earlier, when when Jesus had raised Lazarus, Thomas said, "Let us go that we may also die with him." These men, they sensed that danger, but it was time to celebrate the Passover. And others began their pilgrimage, and Jesus and his disciples were among them. Mark tells us here that Jesus led the way to Jerusalem. Surely Jesus knew about that plot to kill him. And while the disciples followed in fear, Jesus walked ahead of them. The disciples were astonished. They saw through human eyes, but they didn't understand that this was the time of salvation for the whole world to be accomplished. Jesus knew, and he was resolute and courageous. As the gospel writer says, Jesus set his face toward Jerusalem. He knew what was ahead. And at some point, Jesus stopped and explained these things once again to the disciples. And he outlined his suffering and his death. He knew about the betrayal of Judas. And perhaps Judas had already made some contact with those Jewish leaders. But then he saw it all ahead of time. And as Jesus explained these events to the disciples, he saw all the details, all the suffering. He spoke of the mocking, the spitting, the flogging, the crucifixion, and that they would hand him over to the Gentiles, and even his death. He knew it all clearly from the scriptures, and most importantly, he also knew that he would rise from the dead. 3 days later. You see, that was God's plan. It had always been God's plan. And Jesus had come to do that. He knew it from the time that the angels sang glory to God in the highest, the song at Bethlehem there before Simeon. It was there that when he was 12 years old and he was in the temple, he was about his father's business. This, the last journey to Jerusalem, it was all part of the Father's business. And the time had now come for it to come about and to happen. And we've all learned it so simply in those words, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Jesus didn't swerve from that task. He knew what his enemies would do to him in Jerusalem. He knew what he would do too. He would be risen from the dead. And he would accomplish our salvation. He would pay for our sins. Jesus paid that and did rise again. And it was all done for us. And only he could do it. And if he had resolutely and courageously headed to Jerusalem, our salvation would have never been accomplished. And as we walk with Jesus this Lenten season, let us not be fearful disciples who do not understand what's happening in Jerusalem. We know, we understand that Jesus willingly and knowingly headed to that final and that greatest of all Passovers on the cross, resolved to die. No one took his life from him. He willingly laid it down as the Good Shepherd. And that sacrifice is what brings us peace and forgiveness. And his resurrection brings us that victory over death. And praise God for that resolve of Jesus to die. And we too can be astonished that Jesus would lead that way to Jerusalem ahead of his disciples, face that death so resolutely and courageously. But perhaps we stop this evening and ask ourselves why. Why did Jesus do this? Oh yes, we know that he did it. But why did he do it for us? And the answer can be found in one little word, love. Ironically, this year, Ash Wednesday falls on Valentine's Day. And we talk a lot about love, but Jesus shows that love and that he gave his all for us. Not only did Jesus know what was waiting for him in Jerusalem, but he knew something about us. He knew then, just as he knows that we are weak human beings. We oftentimes are bruised and battered by life, not once or twice, but regularly and often. And when we try and muster strength to stand up and go on again, oftentimes we fall and stumble. We're battered by criticism and anger of others. We're bruised by those who fail to love us. And yes, we grow weary. We grow frustrated, depressed. Maybe we suffer those experiences of pain and loss. After all, that's what human nature is all about since the fall. And we're helpless by ourselves. And Jesus knows it. We're small, powerless creatures. We sometimes overestimate our ability to do things and forces that we cannot control. Sometimes those things that we cannot understand. And by ourselves, we are heirs of death. No medical breakthroughs will change that. And on that road to Jerusalem, Jesus knew that not one human being could change that situation. No matter how much political power, no one has the power to, well, change things. No matter how good we might try to be, we can't do enough to earn the forgiveness and the eternal life. Besides this, Jesus knows that we are all sinful. He's seen the wars, the violence, the murders, the drugs, the sexual sins, the perversions. He's seen the sins of society on the road to Jerusalem. But his vision penetrated even deeper. As he peered into our hearts, each one of them, he knows the sin that is there within. And neither you nor I can hide our sins from him. We are all guilty, especially as we stand before a holy and a powerful God. And Jesus knows that well too. He shouldn't have had to die for weak, powerless sinners. And yet Jesus resolutely headed toward Jerusalem. He knew that death and suffering awaited him, but he did it for us weak, helpless, doomed sinners, unable to change our destiny. Jesus knew it all, and he had to take that journey for us. No one else could. He knew that if we were ever to have peace with God and to enter into heaven, he had to resolutely die for us. Such love, undeserved love, when we had nothing in our lives to move him to do so. He loved us because he has always loved us. Paul expressed that depth of God's love this way. And God demonstrates his love for us in this, that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus began that journey to Jerusalem because he loved us. And that journey was conceived in eternity. It was first announced in the Garden of Eden to Adam and Eve when they had turned away from him. It was that message that was given to generations throughout the Old Testament. And now Jesus would one time resolutely walk toward Jerusalem one last time with his disciples. A journey for all times. So we need to pay attention. We can be astonished, too, that Jesus in the face of death, but with love, would accomplish so much for us unworthy sinners. And don't we all need to take this journey again this Lenten season? I need to take it. I need to know of God's love just as you do. And when we are weary or frustrated, depressed or hurt, God loves each one of us individually. And he showed that depth of love in his going to the cross. Confronting our limitations, we need God's victory. We are powerless and helpless. One day, each of us will die. And Jesus suffered and died and rose again. And because of him, we shall live forever. And because of him, you and I will stand face to face before our God in the pleasures forevermore. When we think of our failures and our sins, we need to see Jesus walking resolutely toward the cross. And when you and I feel lost and condemned as sinners, Jesus forgives all of our sins. It should astonish us that Jesus would love you and me that way. And so we want to take that journey again this Lenten season. And each week we will hear what Jesus has done for us. Jesus leads the way. Let us follow him.